Even many opponents of the Unit 4 bond referendum concede that many of the district's schools need improvements. Many of the buildings are too small or too old or don't have the right facilities. Take, for example, Centennial High School. It was built in the 1960s and now has portable classrooms set up on the school grounds to relieve overcrowding. And Principal Greg Johnson says the rooms they do have don't fit their current needs.
We're down here in the science wing, and these classrooms, for the most part, haven't been updated since 1967. What you want in a science lab is flexible spacing. You know, you want your good science lab areas, you want your classroom experience, and allow students to transition between those two spaces pretty creatively. And we just simply don't have the space for that right now.
A renovated and expanded Centennial High School has been part of all three Unit 4 bond referendums. A new building for Dr. Howard Elementary School was added with the second referendum. But the real flashpoint for opposition to the referendum appeared to be not which school to rebuild, but where. With the first two bond referendums, Unit 4 planned to build a new Champaign Central High School on the north edge of town, nearly 3 miles from the current building. A grassroots group calling itself Keep Central Central sprang up to oppose that idea and the second referendum. But Keep Central Central is supporting this new referendum because the district now plans to leave the high school where it is.
I'm actually quite surprised. I have never seen such a shift in attitude and transparency and openness and willing to discuss the issue. Look at all the options.
That's architect Neil Strack, a member of Keep Central Central, talking about what the Unit 4 school board did after it gained several new members in last year's election. The board set up a new facilities planning process with community input from a so-called Tier 2 committee, and that process came up with a plan to keep Champaign Central where it is, using several adjacent properties to enlarge the school building and add practice fields. The campus will be smaller than the one planned for the north side of town, but will have more athletic facilities than the current one.
People said, well, even with the added land, it'll still be landlocked. Yes, it'll still be landlocked, but it accommodates and meets all the needs.
But there's more. The latest Unit 4 referendum adds expansions and renovations for three additional schools, Southside Elementary School, Edison Middle School, and the International Prep Academy. Unit 4 School Board President Chris Kleppel says they added those projects because the Tier 2 committee recommended them.
We had spent 3+ months with a group made up of community members recommending $300 million worth of project work. And so taking all of that into account really led us to the decision to say, okay, let's ask the voters if they would support this.
Unit 4 isn't asking voters to pass a $300 million bond referendum, but it is asking them to pass a $183.4 million one, $35 to $40 million more than previous proposals. That would add an estimated $280 to the annual tax bill on a $150,000 home, although the increase would likely occur in phases. The proposal has led critics, such as the News Gazette's editorial page, to say the Champaign School District is asking voters to pay for too much at once. But Kleppel says Unit 4 would still be charging lower property taxes than most comparable school districts in the region.
When we add in this $183.4 million to the equation, we leapfrog one district. We leapfrog Normal, I believe. And all those other districts I just mentioned, the Bloomingtons, the Decaturs, the Urbana, they all are taxing their communities for their schools at a higher rate still.
Keep Central Central's Neil Strack says if voters say no for a third time to the bond referendum, Unit 4 officials will just have to go back to the drawing board. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.